Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I have a couple favorite phrases or sayings. One is, you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I've always loved that. I always like looking at the glasses half full. I like positivity. So if the poop hits the fan, turn that poop into fertilizer and plant a little seedling, okay? I know. People want to just gripe. But I love making lemonade out of lemons or fertilizer out of poop. Another saying I like is don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. Because if I've learned any life lessons being in my 40s, is I should have flipped and done some of the things I wanted to do when I could do them. Because nothing lasts forever. Nothing stays the same. And so as I'm taking care of patients online, and I really need a vacation. I really, really do. I know it looks like I leave town a lot, but I work when I leave town. So I'm going to take a couple days. I'm going to just try to, like, you know, no patient eyes, just kind of regroup, okay? Many of you say, no, I'm going to go to the dentist next year. Or I'm going to go and get my tetanus shot next year. Or I'm going to get my physical and my blood work next year when COVID's gone. By the way, we're going to be talking about today where they think that next wave of COVID's not going to be this fall, but it's going to be in the early spring, like the January, February, March time, just like we have this year. So I'm listening to everybody going, and I'm going to put it off, And I'm like, is your doctor going to still be open? I don't know. Is your dentist still going to be open? Is your physical therapist going to still be open? Is that hospital going to still be functioning? Everybody thinks, oh, yeah, it's going to be fine. The healthcare sector was solid throughout all this. Everybody thinks healthcare was insulated. With the whole COVID thing, you have no idea. There are doctors closing their offices for good every day. Can't tell you how many patients have called and said, nope, my doctor's out of business, they're done. And you're thinking to yourself, yeah, but there's medical issues. What's going on? Well, what's going on is, number one is, many people lost their jobs, so they lost their insurance. And they don't really have $100, $200, $300 to go and see a doctor. And I'm not seeing a lot of signs saying $50, medical visits or $25 medical visits. I'm not seeing that. So if people don't have a job, they don't have insurance, they're not paying their doctor, you think their doctor's going to be around. Number two is PPE and all the new guidelines are kind of expensive. They say dental offices have had to increase their expenditures by 56% in one study. So if you already have minimal margin of profit and now you have to increase your expenses by 56%, how do you stay open? And when you look at the average medical office or physical therapy bay or dental office or whatever, they're not having waiting rooms full of people anymore. They've had to go through all these new guideline changes where there's nobody in the waiting room. So you have all this distancing and people wait in the parking lot. And they might only have one or two people in, let's say, the dental bays. The dental bays are pretty, pretty cool. At my dentist's office, you have like a dental bay and you have kind of a room and then you have another dental bay, but the dental bays are open, you know, because they are closed rooms. Remember, dentists used to be accused of stuff years ago. So it's all in the open. So, you know, other patients can see you, you get your teeth cleaned, you're like, hey, what's up? And, you know, it's a really nice dentist office, but I mean, they have like two chairs. And so if they're only going to have one person because of COVID, they've just dropped their numbers of people by 50%, their customer volume by 50%. So I'm asking you guys, how long do you think that's going to go on? You've had doctor's offices, and you've had dental offices and physical therapists and chiropractors and osteopathic physicians and homeopaths or whatever closed for months. They've reopened, and they can't see the same volume that they've had. Just like a restaurant, just like a retail store, how much longer can they do this for? And being a doctor's office, I mean, you have to get the PPE, and it's very interesting because when you're a doctor and you buy gloves or you buy masks from a medical supply store, it's like twice the price than if you try to go and get stuff on Amazon. You know, it's interesting because I was at a hotel over the weekend, and I saw in one of the hotels the packages of masks. And you saw the packages, so you know they bought them in 50, you know, and it just didn't look like what they usually come in. I don't know if I have the packaging. When you buy them from a medical supply store, they kind of come in boxes. And so when they kind of come in packages, then, you know, you kind of go, okay, well, maybe they didn't buy it from a medical supply store. So, you know, medical offices and dental offices, I mean, they have to get them and show that they got them from medical, FDA-approved, whatever, places to show that they are using PPE that is certified. That stuff's expensive. So all of you out there going, you know what, I'm going to wait to get my teeth cleaned. I'm going to wait to get my pap smear. I'm going to wait to get my mammogram. I'm going to wait to get my blood done. I don't know if I would tell you to wait. I don't know how much longer your medical provider is going to be around. And then some of you are thinking, well, then good. If my doctor's going to get fired, or if my doctor's not going to exist anymore, then I'll just wait until I see a new one. Well, you already see certain sectors deputizing non-doctors to be providers, like pharmacists, etc. I love the pharmacists, but there's already a doctor shortage. So if you thought you were going to see a doctor or a nurse practitioner or a PA, you might not. In fact, you might, again, be forced, which I've seen a lot of insurance do, force you to do telemedicine. If you think you have a lump, if you think you have an issue that needs to be taken care of, I'm going to say now, don't wait. I told you guys this before Obamacare. I'm like, you have no idea what the healthcare sector is going to look like and what sort of access you're going to have. Whatever your envision of healthcare, dental care, whatever you had pre-COVID is going to be completely different because there's just not enough providers. And it's expensive, and people aren't able to keep their doors open, and it's just not worth it. Anybody who survived Obamacare and got through that cluster and still was able to keep their office open, do you think they're able to do it through COVID? Unless they're rich, no. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. 1-877-DOCTOR. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you guys have any friends in Southern Nevada or any friends in Vegas, you're going to notice a couple of us got a little bit grumpy the last couple days. And the reason why is we lost the rodeo, the national finals rodeo that brings in, what, $200 million each year, is going to go to Texas and do their rodeo there this coming year. People losing their minds. Okay, we need our rodeo. We need our cowboys. Gosh, we need our cowboys. So nice. Have you guys ever been here when the rodeo's in town? Oh, my gosh. Oh, God, I love it. You know, people are opening doors for you. I love going to the Vegas Strip when the rodeo's in town because there's just all these cowboys. I just love cowboys, you know. Oh, my gosh. And they have their hats and they have their belt buckles and their jeans and their boots and they're like, howdy, ma'am. And I'm like, well, I'll start talking with an accent because I'm just around all these cowboys, and I want them to choose me as their cowgirl. I just, oh my gosh, they're so gallant, and they're just so cool, and they're all handsome, and you smell the musk, and they got their toothpicks, and oh gosh, I just love cowboys. I just love them. So when the rodeo's in town, we're loving it. You know, and it's like, even if we don't have tickets to the rodeo, we just want to hang out with the cowboys because they're really cool. Then, unfortunately, you got the real cowgirls, and then they kind of make us look a little dumpy. You know, because then you got the cowgirls with their boots and their jeans, and, you know, those of us kind of wearing muumuus, we're like, oh, man, okay, we really got to step it up here. Now, I can't wear those skinny jeans. So, anyway, so it definitely is a very, very exciting time when we get the rodeo. And because Las Vegas isn't ready for shows and events and all that, I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights are in the playoffs, and we aren't really doing anything out here in Vegas for that, and there are Golden Knights. Because of everything with COVID, rodeo's like, sorry guys, we're going to go to Texas this year. Now, those of us in Southern Nevada do not need to lose our minds completely. Apparently, there's a contract the rodeo has, the National Rodeo Finals group. I forget who their main group is called. They have a contract where they took a year off, and they will still plan on coming back to Nevada to the year 2025. But if you've been in the convention industry or the party planning or whatever, if somebody gets a taste of another area and another venue and they start to like it, I hate to think it's kind of like an abusive relationship. You know, if, you know, being with a partner who's abusive, they don't want you around other dudes, they or other partners. They don't want you to see what else is out there, because then you don't wish the grass is always greener, which is a fallacy, by the way. You always do wish the grass is always greener. But they think that they have a captive audience, they're going to keep you, you're kind of imprisoned to that spot. Well, same thing with conventions and stuff. You know, Vegas is one of the least expensive places to have a convention. You know, we used to have free parking, and hopefully they bring that back or continue it. We have ample space, tons of space. We have great weather in the winter. So, but they get a taste of Texas, and they're like, you want to know what? And if Texas is smart, whatever venue they're doing, they're going to be like, okay, you know what? We're going to undercut the price. We're going to make sure we throw in a bunch of goodies for the people making the bean counters, making the decisions. You know, there's a chance that after 2025, we might not get our rodeo back. So hopefully that's not the case, because the rodeo does really, really well. And people like coming to Vegas for the rodeo, you know. So, but it's not good, okay? Now, on top of that, you know, we've lost, you know, CES coming, and CES is going to go digital, and a lot of the early sort of conferences that we get once we, you know, start of the year, many of those are going digital. So Vegas is going to be in for some hard times. So people are pretty mad. They're all upset. If I was a governor, I would not want to be a governor right now. I don't even know. I would not want to trade Sisolak or Cuomo's or any of their shoes right now, because, you know, can you even go back? You know, I mean, if any of the governors said, you know what, fine, you know what, everybody reopen. Fine. You know what? I did wrong. Everybody reopen. The damage is done. You can't, you know, just because, especially when you're a tourist town like ours, if you say, all right, guys, just everybody reopen, fine, whatever, that's not going to work, because already all these conferences and conventions canceled. Now, adding more fuel to the fire, we have some medical experts saying, COVID's not going away in 2021. In fact, that's when it's going to come back, okay? And you could just hear people go, what the hell? And you know where this is coming from? This is coming from Texas, too. This is Texas. You wonder if this is all planned. A Texas scientist, right, predicts that the second wave of COVID, that's coming the same time ours did this year. And he is Ben Newman, chairman of biological sciences at Texas A&M University. And he said that coronaviruses usually peak in the spring months. So why would this be any different? This coronavirus is not supposed to be acting like, you know, seasonal flu. Coronavirus, this type of coronavirus, he said, is more likely to peak in the spring. Another reason they think lends to this theory is much of the country has crappy weather during the winter. Now, in Vegas, we're great until, like, end of November, early December. Then we freeze. So we're basically only indoors for about a month until New Year's Eve. Then we go crazy. And then January, yeah, it starts to warm up maybe a little bit. So we only have maybe 1 or 2 months of cold. Rest of the country, though, well, maybe with the exception of Southern California and Arizona and New Mexico, maybe Texas, okay. But still, a bunch of other parts of the country, they're kind of expecting a bad winter. So if you're going to have a bad winter and you're going to isolate and you're going to bunker down and you're going to, then they don't believe there's going to be that much spread. Now, I dig that theory. I get where they're coming from, but we still have peak flu season. You know, December, January, February, bad weather or not. And I think it's because people are huddling in closed spaces. But they're thinking, because people are going to social distance and people are going to be so used to not having the in-laws over or not having the neighbors over or not having Christmas parties, that we'll have less people get sick until the weather improves. Then people are going to go outside, and then they're going to get coronavirus. So that's their thinking. So going back to what's happening in Vegas, if you do have conferences going, we just don't know what the hell's going to happen in January, February. We need to plan 6 months in advance or 9 months in advance. Let's just play it safe. News like this now could extend this moratorium on us getting our business and our tourism back till May, June, who knows? Which really kind of screws us up and is not really fun. So one thing I also wanted to talk about with the whole medical sector, too, is a lot of our elective-type medical issues, like getting that, you know what, maybe I'll get that gallbladder, or maybe I'll get that hysterectomy, maybe I'll get that. Elective-type stuff is being put off. Same thing with tourism. Same thing with if something isn't as essential, like a meeting. Now, I mean, I honestly, for a lot of business, they really do need these meetings. They are essential. But they can't convince everybody to go. It's not going to happen. So things that aren't essential keep getting put off. Now, the rodeo is essential. That's why the rodeo is still going on. But it was so essential that they're going to find a different place to have it. The longer you go in business or in medicine or whatever, putting something off, the worse it gets. So if you have a gallbladder that's got to go out, get out, or if you got a uterus or some ovaries that, you know, are rotting, I mean, the longer you let it go, the worse it is. The same thing with wisdom teeth. If you got an impacted wisdom tooth, you can't just let it fester. You got to get it out. Got an infected tooth, whatever. The longer you wait's not good. Same thing with business. The longer you kick the can down the road with any sort of business, the worse it is. People get used to not going to conferences. Companies are like, you want to know what? We saved all this money not sending people to Vegas or to Hawaii for a conference. Why don't we, you know, I'm going to lose my job if our bottom line, you know, is off. So why don't I show, look at all the money I'm saving. Guys, online conferencing from here on out. We have other industries. You know, same thing with sports. We're getting people comfortable with watching sports on TV. I've been watching the Vegas Golden Knights game. Now, I love being there at T-Mobile Arena. It is such a great experience. But this has been the first year I haven't been at T-Mobile Arena. And so what about next year? Am I going to be willing to spend a few hundred dollars for a ticket? Or am I going to be like, no, you know what? I'll just watch them at home. You know, I'm seeing Reeves, and I'm seeing the fights, and I'm seeing hockey sticks throw, and I've seen the flamingo get thrown down, and it's like I have a better view than I do when I'm at the game. And you're starting to lose those habits. So, you know, COVID coming in the spring, I don't know when it's going to come. Theory sound, but it just, what this means is it's not over yet. 1-877-DOCTOR.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better.
better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president put the health of the American people first.
Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News reacting to allegations that President Trump downplayed the coronavirus pandemic. The vice president continues.
In that first week of February, we started work on a vaccine. And in 6 short weeks, we already were in clinical trials for a coronavirus vaccine.
Senate Democrats say a new stimulus bill put forth by Republicans has no chance of passing. But as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes tells us from Washington, a vote is still expected today.
Democrats are vowing to block it again, but U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they will take a procedural vote in his chamber on the Republican stimulus bill, which includes liability protections and expanded unemployment benefits. That vote could come before the day is over.
USA Radio News.
This could be the greatest loss of human lives and property due to wildfire in our state's history.
Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown on the fires in her state that have ravaged at least 3 towns just south of Medford, Oregon. At least 4 people have died in Northern California from the fires. Thousands of people have been evacuated there as well. Oregon resident Tim Engelhart telling ABC News.
A friend of ours had a house here, a couple. And it's so destroyed, I can't even find where it was. I can't even point it out.
President Trump says Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden should make public a list of people from which he'd choose a nominee for a Supreme Court if a vacancy arose during a Biden administration. The president announcing 20 additions to his own list on Wednesday. The president adding a few notable senators to the list, including Ted Cruz and Tom Cotton. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, while everybody's kind of complaining about COVID and complaining about the economy, we got some bigger fish to fry. We've had at least 7 people killed as scores of wildfires are torching the West Coast. Dozens of extreme wind-driven wildfires have swept across the U.S. West Coast by Thursday, destroying thousands of homes. We have a death toll of already at 7, according to state and local authorities. In the past 48 hours, 3 people have died from a lightning-sparked fire in Northern California. 3 were reported dead in Oregon, and a 1-year-old boy died as his family tried to escape a blaze in Washington State. Now, Oregon now is bearing the brunt of nearly 100 major wildfires ripping across the western states. 3,000 firefighters are outnumbered, because they're fighting over 2 dozen wildfires. According to Yahoo News, the blazes tore through at least five communities up and down Oregon's Cascade Mountain Range, and areas of coastal forest normally spared from wildfires were fueled by the August and September heat waves. East of Salem, Oregon, search and rescue teams began to enter destroyed communities like Detroit, where they abandoned equipment and led residents on a dramatic mountain escape after military helicopters were unable to evacuate the town. So that in the Idaho Detroit Rural Fire Protection District said, stay out of the Detroit and Idaho areas, Idaho. We do not have the resources to rescue you if you get stuck. This is in all caps and exclamation points. That was on its last Facebook post before firefighters led an evacuation caravan through mountain roads. So, I mean, you know, when your first responders are saying, look, we can't do it, you're in trouble. 12-year-old boy was found dead with his dog inside a burned car, and his grandmother was believed to be dead after flames engulfed an area near Lyons, Oregon, west of Detroit, about 50 miles south of Portland. According to the Marion County Sheriff's Office, winds of up to 50 miles an hour sent flames racing across a widespread area within hours. It engulfed homes, hundreds of homes, as firefighters focused on evacuating residents rather than controlling the fires. We don't have enough firefighters. We don't have enough first responders. God bless them. They are working multiple shifts. We are having firefighters recruited from all areas, and they are exhausted. And it's a crisis that not a lot of people are talking about, unfortunately. Oregon Governor Kate Brown said the state was facing perhaps its greatest ever loss in lives from wildfires within the communities of Blue River, Vita in Lane County, Phoenix and Talent in southern Oregon, largely destroyed. A Reuters photographer saw a couple of small communities, including Bear Lake Estates, south of Phoenix, not Phoenix, Arizona, Phoenix, Oregon, reduced to ashes as he drove south on Interstate 5 towards Ashland. So the fire is also suspected to have caused at least one death outside of Ashland. And evacuations were occurring in all and scattered all across Oregon. And apparently the fire is kind of equal the size of the UK. Southern Oregon's Jackson County, most of the city of Medford, with 82,000 residents, have been told to evacuate. Residents in Shady Cove, about 20 miles north of Medford, drove around trying to work out, I guess, where the fires were and whether to evacuate homes. I just had a friend up there. There's bike tours that you could do among the beautiful trees, and it's interesting because I'm looking at the pictures, and a lot of the area looks dry. I mean, there's a huge, huge lake up there, but, you know, my guess is Oregon had similar droughts. Shady Cove. There were residents trying to figure out whether they needed to evacuate. Don't wait to be told to evacuate. If there's not enough first responders and firefighters and you don't have to be there, get the hell out. Because, again, these winds, these 50-mile-per-hour winds are just causing these fires to jump. They say the north, thick smoke reduced visibility to half a mile in Aurora and about three-quarters of a mile in Salem. It also blew into the Portland metro area. In California, officials say 64,000 people have been under evacuation orders. Crews battled 28 major fires. A third of those evacuees were displaced in Butte County alone, north of Sacramento. Wildfire has scorched over 200,000 acres up there since August 17th. There were remains of three victims found in two separate locations of that fire zone. And their death toll in California, they believe, is up at 11. And it's scary because a lot of people with COVID and with the changes that happened went rural. I can't tell you how many people I knew said, you know what, we're going to vacation. We're going to hang out there for the summer. We're going to hang out there. And so people went there to escape the whole COVID mess. And people were talking about how, you know what, you're just going to be safer, you know, rural or out in the woods or out in the, and then this happens. And so it's just devastating. Hopefully there'll be ways that we can recruit more volunteer firefighters. They'll probably, a lot of the ways to fight fires when they get this big is to burn off new areas. I hate to say that, but a lot of the strategy is killing off future trees so that the fire can't spread. If they could predict where the winds are going to go and where the fire is going to jump to, if they are able to stop that and the fire gets contained, it burns itself out. And that's what happens if they don't have enough, you know. And, I mean, our trees, our Pacific Northwest provides a lot of oxygen for us. And it's a shame. It's a shame. Do we have any good news? Yeah, we have some good news. Okay. Remember blood pressure medications and the suggestion that some of these hypertensive medications might cause you to develop cancer? Well, one of the largest studies yet says, nope, no evidence. The findings were presented late August at the European Society of Cardiology Congress 2020 Digital Conference, and they say our results should reassure the public about the safety of antihypertensive drugs with respect to cancer, which is paramount importance given their proven benefit for protecting against heart attacks and strokes. Previously, evidence on the matter was inconsistent and conflicting, with debates dating back 40 years. Over the link between blood pressure drugs and possible cancer risk. I think the reason why is as people live longer, we're seeing people have cancer. So if a huge majority of those people were on blood pressure medication, some people are thinking, well, maybe that's what caused it. Just like the debate we're having with statin medications and cholesterol. Many people years before they get diabetes have high cholesterol. So we're putting them on statin medications. Yet, as we're seeing a huge increase in diabetes, people are thinking, well, maybe it's the statin medication. But it might just be that, no, it's just, you know, people are eating crappier. People have more obesity. So is it the medication that causes it or what? Well, study authors with the blood pressure theory analyzed 260,000 people from 31 trials. They looked at five blood pressure medications, the angiotensin converting enzyme, the ACEs, the ARBs, the beta blockers, the calcium channel blockers, and the diuretics. And investigators approximated each drug's class effect on the risk of developing any kind of cancer or dying from cancer. And they found no evidence that you using blood pressure medications gave you cancer. They already filtered out body size, smoking status, previous use. So no evidence of breast, colorectal, lung, prostate cancer. So if you have high blood pressure, you take it. Now, this study is not addressing the NDMA and what's been going on with some of the Chinese generic manufacturing companies where there was an impurity found 2 years ago and classes of blood pressure medications were found that they might have too high of an impurity. That's not what this is about. Okay? This is about the theory that a bunch of people with high blood pressure seem to also have cancer, so they thought the medicines did it. And listen, we have higher rates of cancer because we're living longer. You know, and who knows, maybe there is something to electromagnetic radiation or a lot of the nitrates we're eating or, you know, some of the other, you know, us sitting for long periods and not getting exercise and vitamin D and getting outside. There's a whole bunch of different reasons why we might be getting cancer, which we're going to talk about. But, you know, don't stop taking your blood pressure medication. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo.
The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, has been very present throughout the COVID crisis and the recent campaign. He's a strong supporter of Donald Trump. And he is the MyPillow CEO. You see a lot of his commercials. For his pillows, and I think they also have sheets and other products. He's a smart businessman, but he's gotten himself involved in a debate on a COVID treatment or supplement called Oleandrin.
Now, I haven't been following it this much because, unfortunately, since COVID started, everybody and their mother has suggested taking something or not taking something or smoking or not smoking or whatever. And it's been very, very confusing. Well, oleandrin, I believe, comes from oleander. And it's a byproduct. It's found in Nerium oleander. It's a shrub that, can be toxic, okay, but that in medicine, we can take things from toxic, just like botulism, and turn it to Botox, you know, but it comes from a plant that could unfortunately act like digoxin, which could affect your heartbeat, cause a regular heartbeat, cause nausea, vomiting, and some cases people have died if they eat oleander. We just know that we have to stay away from it. However, there have been some reports that you could take extracts and use it for, shall we say, cancer. Now, I don't have much evidence. I don't have a lot of the medical studies in front of me. Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, a huge cancer center out of New York, they said that the lab studies show some anti-cancer activity in cancer cell lines, but clinical trials are yet to evaluate the anti-cancer activities, and they're lacking. There's also lack of support for congestive heart failure, hepatitis C, AIDS, COVID-19. So basically, this oleandrin hasn't had enough studies or enough success for us to even think that it could be used in COVID-19. Now, does Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow, know something we don't? Well, the FDA has gotten involved, and they have rejected an application to market oleandrin as a dietary supplement. Apparently, Phoenix Biotech applied for permission to market it, and the FDA concluded that oleandrin cannot legally be considered a dietary supplement because the extract has already been considered for use in a prescription drug. The agency, noted that even if oleandrin was classified as a dietary supplement, Phoenix Biotechnology did not provide sound evidence that it's safe. Now, CEO Mike Lindell sits on board of Phoenix Biotech. He has been, from what we understand, promoting oleandrin, and he is now suing CNN, or he has threatened to sue CNN, because I believe there was an interview with him and Anderson Cooper, and it was implied that he was, pushing snake oil or being a salesman or whatever. And so he's going to fight back, for defamation. Unfortunately, again, we don't have a lot of evidence that oleandrin is effective against coronavirus in humans. Apparently, the U.S. Army Institute of Infectious Diseases discontinued testing it as a therapy for the virus because their results were, quote, inconclusive. Now, that's according to Forbes. Now, mind you, I have to be very, very careful with saying something doesn't work or something does work, because if I say something works, you guys are thinking that I'm giving you something that has already been FDA approved, peer-reviewed, journaled, tons of evidence. So I'm not going to say to take something if I, don't feel comfortable, I don't feel it's safe. Same flip side is I don't want to say something's worthless when we have anecdotal cases of, wait a second, there might be something here. Because there might just need to be more studies. Maybe the doses have to be different. Look at what we end up now having in terms of marijuana and seizure controls. We have We have a anti-seizure medication for Dravet, a very severe form of seizures, cannabis-based. So we are making pharmaceuticals now using cannabis because there was tons of anecdotal stories of, look, it's helping my kid with their seizures. So, when you're in science, you have to always have an open mind to new things. They go, I've never met Mike Lindell. I have no idea what his background is. I'm not defending him. I'm not criticizing him. But in medicine, whenever you see that the U.S. Army Institute of Infectious Diseases is looking at something, even though they found it inconclusive, I'm still going to have a file. I'm not going to close the file on that. I'm still going to be, okay, well, where did they get this and why? We know that plant extracts have a purpose. You might not have a purpose for COVID, but maybe there's a purpose for something else. And unfortunately, our next big cure for cancer or our next big cure for COVID or whatever might be in a plant that's in our garden somewhere. You know, so I have to have an open mind when you're in science. We all do. But we also have to be very careful that somebody might have some sort of interest in a company and be suggesting, you know, and trying to build up some hype for stock. By the way, can I talk about stock for a second? I'm kind of confused by how arbitrary and how controlled some of the stock can be in terms of, like, a newspaper article could come out on the stock, and all of a sudden the stock drops. Or somebody could make a whole bunch of hype online, and then a bunch of people buy the stock. I'm watching the stock market. Did Tesla go up or down today? I think Tesla originally dropped horribly after their split. Then it went back up. And then I bought a little bit of Tesla yesterday, and then I sold it today because it went up just enough for me to go, okay, you know what? I'm not a big gambler. So after I made a few hundred dollars, I'm like, I'm out. But I just find it very... I just find it very disturbing that big impact things happen based on buzz. And what if the buzz was falsely created? You know? So I'm watching very closely what's happening in the marijuana field. Because, I mean, marijuana, there's so many different plants, there's so many different strains. If I was a pharmaceutical company, I mean, how do you pick one? But it is an art, and it is a science, and people are going to be looking at, you know, how we could use marijuana, especially now that it's becoming more and more legal in multiple states. We're able to study it more, even though it's still not legal federally. But, you know, if you have some secondary gain or some outside external sources, right, having something to gain, you start to get a little nervous. That's kind of what we're dealing with now with COVID. You know, we're hearing people say, oh, man, we've had 200,000 deaths due to COVID. And, you know, half of the country's like, do we have any accuracy with those numbers? I mean, where are the heart attack numbers? Where's the flu numbers? Which we're still not getting. And so, this being an election year, having 195,000 deaths with COVID, being clocked as COVID, is there some other gain? And I fear that after what happened this year with COVID, you're going to have people just not believe anything. Right? I mean, unless, of course, they really, really want to if it helps their side. But I don't think people are going to be open to new treatments. I don't think people are going to be open to new illness numbers or whatever. Because I think people are going to think that there's been so much fake news and so much interference and sullying of the truth and the numbers and the statistics, and no one's going to believe nothing. 1-877-DOC-COLLY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.